Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my very best friend and total Taylor Swift fan, Swiftie Meredith. What's up, Meredith?
Hi, kids in the car. Oh, I am so excited for today's trivia.
I know. If you haven't guessed it, we are playing Taylor Swift trivia. We've heard your requests. We get a lot of them. We know you love Taylor Swift. We do too. We are big T-Swift fans. Huge ones. All right.
I have tickets. I just want to tell everyone in the car, I know you're going to be really jealous, but I get to go see Taylor in Cincinnati this summer. My daughter and I, we're both big Swifties.
This is so exciting. I can't wait for all of the Instagram posts you're going to put up about this. I think that when you're there, you should do some fun Taylor Swift trivia with the people around you.
I should. We should do Taylor Swift trivia. Okay.
If you're at that Cincinnati show, look for Meredith. Maybe she might ask you a Taylor Swift question.
Hey, if you guys look at the Family Road Trip Trivia Instagram account, we did have a little trivia question on there about Boston because Brittany and I were on a road trip. So follow us on socials.
Yes. If you live in Boston, hey, thanks for all the lobster. We enjoyed eating it. We ate so
lobster.
So much lobster. Okay. We're going to give a shout out to Harper, Annabelle Lee, Liam and Lucy, Eric Campbell, Jagger, Vera, Riley, Luke, Charlotte, Dolly, and a special shout out to Monkey because we always read those reviews, Monkey. Thanks for listening. Also, a very happy birthday to Aspen, Glenn, and Ethan. Happy birthday, you guys. All right. Are you ready for some Taylor Swift trivia?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Round one, question one.
Okay.
Where was Taylor Swift born?
On a Christmas tree farm.
technically, that's actually right.
I don't know where. I don't know the state it's in. I don't know the town it's in, but okay, I know that it's a Christmas tree farm.
Reading, Pennsylvania is what we were going for there. I didn't know we were going to deep dive into like hardcore Swift trivia, but yes, Reading, Pennsylvania. Okay, question two. What was the name of her first album?
That first album was just called Taylor Swift.
That's right. A self-titled album, Taylor Swift. All right. Question three. And what song does Taylor sing? Because the player's going to play, 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 play.
Shake It Off.
That's right. Shake It Off. All right. Fourth question. Which hit was originally written for her ninth grade talent show?
I have no idea.
That would be Our Song. Our Song. You know, she just whipped it up for her freshman talent show, which is fame. I mean, I'm always spitting off the hits for my high school talent show. All right. Question five. Which song features the lyrics, "Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights, you got me alone"?
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. I knew you were trouble.
That's right. Finally, we're getting musical Meredith. I knew it was coming. Okay.
I can't wait for the reviews on it.
Question six. Taylor is re-recording and re-releasing all of her old songs. What two words is she adding to each title of the new song?
Taylor's version.
Taylor's version is right. And she keeps dropping them, guys, all the time. There is new Taylor's version, old songs coming out, and I love it. Okay, question 7. Complete the lyric. I like shiny things, but I'd marry you with blank.
I like shiny things, but I'd marry you with paper rings.
Paper rings is correct. All right, question 8. I don't know about you, but according to this hit, Taylor's feeling what age? Same. Except this morning, I was really tired. I did feel about 100, but like normally,
today I feel 22. Very 43.
All right. Question 9. Which video features Taylor Swift on a university campus?
Oh boy, I just don't know. Is it the Shake It Off? No, that's not it. I don't know. What one?
This is her hit Love Story. Oh my gosh. Love Story. Okay. Question 10. Final question of the first round. Complete the title of Taylor Swift's second single, Teardrops on My Blank.
Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yes, guitar is correct. Good job. You had a strong first round.
Ooh,
getting you ready for that concert, girl, getting you ready for it.
Okay. I can't wait.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will play round 2 of Taylor Swift trivia.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
What would you do for $1 million? The $2 million puzzle can help you answer at least one of those questions. It's a 500-piece QR code puzzle that, when finished and scanned with your phone, reveals a prize ranging from $1 to $1 million. Just last month, someone won $100,000. That buys a lot of road trips and vacations, you guys. You can now get yours at 2millionpuzzle.com. Typically, they're $30, but we have a special road trip trivia deal where you can get it for only $20. Get it now with code FAMILY20. Again, that is at 2millionpuzzle.com. The chance to win $1 million for the cost of 20 with code FAMILY20. All right, we are back for round 2 of Taylor Swift trivia. Okay, question 1. What is the name of the song in which several celebrities were featured in the music video, like Zendaya, Hayley Williams, and Gigi Hadid?
bad blood.
That is right. Yeah. That's one of my empower songs.
Yeah. I used to sing Bad Blood at the top of my lungs. Like I have all these enemies or something.
Like I was a villain or something. Like that's like my villain.
I was
villain
like,
song
yeah, I got bad blood with everybody.
Yeah. I'll like be singing it before I go to like a really great friend to get together where everybody's going to be nice to me for some reason. But I come in like, you know, guns ablaze with my attitude. Like, what's up guys? Yeah.
No, I've been married 17 years. I act like we're breaking up. Bad blood.
Yeah. All right. Question two. What Taylor song is featured on the Hunger Games soundtrack?
Safe and Sound.
Yes, it's such a pretty song, by the way. Delicate and pretty, and I love it. All right, question three. Seen as unlucky by some, what is Taylor's lucky number?
That's 13.
Yes, she loves number 13. All right, question four. Who is the actress who starred in Taylor Swift's short film All Too Well?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh my gosh, you're so close. You're very close. She was also in Stranger Things, but it is super cute. Sadie Sink. So Max from Stranger Things, she was in it. Oh, I love her so much. Okay, question five. Complete the lyric. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Because, you know, I love the players. Blank.
And you love the game.
Yes. And you love the game. Another villain.
I'm telling you what. Don't break up with Taylor Swift. No. She'll write a song about you.
I love it. It's my favorite part of her. Okay. Question six. Name the song that features the lines, but I got smarter. I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead. I do it all the time.
Look what you made me do.
Yes. Look what you made me do. This is a very villain round for Taylor.
It is.
Round two is all about the villainous, but I love it. Okay. Question seven. What year was Taylor born? Hint, it's a title of one of her albums.
Yes, 1989.
All right, question eight. According to the hit Anti-Hero, midnight's become what time of day for her?
Midnight's become afternoons.
Yes, afternoons. That's right. Okay, question nine. Taylor partnered with what other male pop star on the hit Everything Has Changed?
The Weeknd. No Weeknd.
No Weeknd. I listened to this song on the weekend, but it's actually Ed Sheeran.
Oh, it is that little Ed Sheeran.
And they have like little versions of themselves in this, and it's so cute. It's the cutest video. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it. Okay, final question. Finish this lyric. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever going to be is what?
Okay, it's Mean, and it's one of my favorite karaoke songs.
This is true, and you sing it so well.
I love Mean. It's one of the best songs, and I like to sing it as if I live in a big city and not Toledo, Ohio, to the people who live 20 minutes away from me. Like, I've really gotten far away from them.
I love it. I love it. All right. You guys did it. You survived another round of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast, Taylor Swift version. I am so proud of you. Make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook and let us know how you did. If you have a show idea or want to hear a shout out about the show, leave us a 5-star review, but make sure to leave your name in that review so we know who to give the shout out to. Also, we love when your parents send us your pictures. We post them on our Facebook page. We also post your reviews on our Facebook page. Just make sure that you guys also include your name so we know who to thank. All right, trivia nerds, have a very Taylor Swift day.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.